So sink into the present moment, into the body, sitting here on your cushion. And we take it for granted that these conditions coming together. But these conditions are very difficult to find and very easily lost. Try to recognize this. Having the opportunity, these conditions that come in together, they compare it even just under the humans. There are not many who find the path. Have the opportunity to spend time for such a long time in developing the minds. And not just teachings, but teachings from the Buddha. And even right now, the conditions come together to take the 8 minor precepts. This also comes from the Buddha. But we take it in the Mahayana tradition. We take it as a, we make it in the Mahayana practice, the generating bodhicitta. But it comes really from the Buddha. It's very powerful. So not taking it just for granted. It's very rare, very difficult to find. Try to appreciate the moment right now. It becomes even more beneficial when you open your heart and include all living beings into your heart. To change the mind of attachment for love and compassion. And to change the self-cherishing mind for the mind of cherishing others. Without forgetting about one, I'm going to make efforts for all of them, in the footsteps of the Buddha, with his wish to become yourself like a Buddha, for the benefit of all living beings. And with this motivation, we start our session on the 5 powers. And we start with the one in daily life. And the essence of instruction is this. Apply yourself in the 5 powers. So the first power is the power of propelling intention. So make yourself getting up in the morning. What is your first thought? Can you remember? How is your state of mind when you get up in the morning? Is it a positive state of mind? Or negative state in mind? Just in generally. Can you remember? With these 5 powers, you try to bring up an intention, the strong intention to practice wisdom and compassion. Practice it today. Practicing it this month. This year. And all your life. Until my full enlightenment. And then the second power, acquaintance. You also can say familiarize. So try to familiarize during the day. To familiarize with wisdom and compassion. And to practice uninterruptedly. So whatever situation you face, to apply wisdom and compassion. So not to face it with attachment, anger or ignorance, but to remember to familiarize yourself with wisdom and compassion. To take it as the part . And the third power is the power of positive seed, which means engaging into virtuous practices. And this is related to virtue, the accumulation of virtue. When you think about the six perfections, like generosity, practicing patience, morality, collecting positive energy, virtue, as much as possible during the day. And in the fourth power, the power of eradication. It's letting go of self-cherishing and letting go self-grasping. So this is related to purification. So try to recognize when the self-cherishing comes up, or strong sense of self-grasping at an eye, and from this self-cherishing comes. And then to exchange this mind for cherishing others. Or when you label it attachments, to exchange this for love and compassion. When the thought is there, my happiness, to exchange it, your happiness, may you be happy. And when the thought is there, what can I get, to exchange it for what can I do? Do you recognize this? Do you recognize the one to overcome? But you know, you follow it like your best friends. But it's not your friends. It is a troublemaker. So try to recognize the self-cherishing mind and to exchange this. At the moment you recognize, and you really become a real practitioner. who takes the essence. Of course, with self-grasping, to bring up the view of emptiness. And then the fifth power, the power of aspirational prayer. That's the dedication. And we dedicate to be never separated from wisdom and compassion in the future, and to meet with perfect teachers. That's the practice to take in our hearts. And not only for our own happiness, but for the happiness of all living beings. So they have a pure motivation in the morning, and a strong dedication, also pure dedication, not only for my own happiness, but for the happiness of all living beings. It's very important, because it will give the results. It will give fruit. And then the five powers at the moment of death. So the first one is the power of positive seeds. It has a little bit of a different meaning at the moment of death. The five powers of death. To die without fear. But where you are afraid for, just ask yourself this question when you think about death. Where you are afraid for, just ask yourself. To lose? What to lose? Maybe you're afraid to lose your possessions. Or you may be afraid to lose your friends. Or you may be afraid to lose your body. So the power of positive seeds is let go of your attachments, your clinging. So imagine that you're giving away your possessions. And the best, of course, and also for the benefit of all beings, to your spiritual teachers, to Dharma centers, who are benefiting so many other living beings, to the three jewels, maybe to the monasteries. So imagine, is it something you attach to? Who are you going to give this? These objects. And being so close towards that, some of your family members already starts to cling at your possessions. What are you going to give to your family members who become very greedy? They almost already start to fight. You even not enter into the death process yet. So imagine that you give all your possessions away. Whatever comes into your mind, what you possess, who are you going to give? Try to give them away, all of them. For some you will give away when you die, when you pass away. But that's clear. Who's going to get what? And how do you feel about saying goodbye to your friends, to leave your friends? They're not going to come with you. Do you still cling to them? Or do you have peace with it? To go on. To go on alone in this new experience. Or maybe there's some things you want to do towards your friends on the way here to say goodbye. And you still can see them, but just how does it feel? Because the moment is almost there to let go. And what about the body? Do you still cling to the body? This also you have to leave behind. Or do you have peace with it? You just made up in your mind already. You have to let go of attachments. And with the first power, the power of positive seeds. So before we go more into the death process, maybe go to stretch the legs, to move the body. And then we go to the second power, the power of aspirational. It's actually aspirational prayer. But this also involves in setting up your room to make it very beautiful, almost like a gompa meditation hall. And the best, of course, And with the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha, like a Buddha statue, a Dharma text, and a stupa, this represents the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha. I'm able to set up an altar with beautiful offerings, which will make the room like a temple. And having made the room very beautiful, in the aspirational prayer, say it again and again. May I train in wisdom and compassion during the intimate states, throughout all my lives. May I meet perfect teachers who reveal the teachings. And also that at moments, by bringing the mind more inwards, it's time to send the people out of the room, to say goodbye, especially those who get upset, who will disturb your death process. Or maybe there's one person who can support you and you can trust. Who is this person? Who's this person who's supporting you? And the next power, the power of eradication. Which is let go of self-grasping and self-cherishing. As much as you can. And also that moment, you start to put the body on the right sides. With the right hand under your head, and with the little finger you close your right nostril. Can you let go? Especially the self-grasping. Grasping at the body. If you can let go the grasping at the body, you will experience death just in transition, just as in transition. Like changing clothes, an old body changing for a new body. For a practitioner, an opportunity to go further on the path. So laying on the right side, the power of propelling is the force. Sorry, propelling intention. There's the motivation to practice wisdom and compassion throughout the death process. So not getting confused, frustrated, or holding on to. And in the fifth power, the last one, the power of acquaintance, familiarity. Yes, exactly. So familiarity throughout the death process. And you familiarize yourself with love and compassion and with emptiness. And this will come by practicing Tonglen and by meditating on emptiness. And Tonglen you can do on the breaths, on the ongoing breaths, ongoing in and out breaths. Alternate wisdom and compassion. So let's start with this and start to concentrate on the awareness. When you lose the feeling of awareness, you can go over to the Tonglen practice. And after a while you go back to the awareness itself with the view of emptiness. But you also can bring up your own emptiness meditation. And then again, go back to the Tonglen practice. So you go through the death process, the elements dissolving one by one. And after the last element, the clear light arises, the unborn awareness. So rest in the clear light with a realization of emptiness. And try to hold this as long as possible. The clear light, non-dual radiant awareness. You sing into your mind, into non-duality, into this awareness, receiving pure awareness, radiant awareness. You can even just imagine this. The most subtle energy. Just resting in it. Only awareness. And the five senses already shut down. after the dissolution of the elements. And then the time is there, and your consciousness leaves the body. Into the bardo, intimate states. Into the next life. What life that gonna be? What kind of life that's going to be? Within cyclic existence. But realizing that this is a meditation, come back to the body. And knowing that there's still time left, but one day death will come. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? How can I make it meaningful? How can I take the essence? Because one day, death will come. How can I prepare? Can you become like a practitioner? Can you make it priority? Meditating. Can you integrate it in your life? Or are there some things you want to change in your life in another direction? These are very essential questions. These questions are an emergency. Because one day, death will come. So reflect a little bit on this, because it's really essential. And it's sinking into your heart. Because one day, death will come. Try to make a conclusion. And if you have a spiritual notebook, And it's very good to write this down into your notebook. You want to live the rest of your life. Make it very clear, the conclusion, with some that awareness, so that our life can become meaningful. And not only for ourselves, but for all living beings. In the footsteps of the Buddha. So let's dedicate the positive merit to having done this practice. Especially that our life may become very meaningful. And we take the essence. Just follow in the footsteps of all these great realized beings from the past, like the Buddha. To become yourself like a Buddha for the benefit of all living beings. So may all the good conditions come together. They always meet perfect teachers for the benefit of all living beings. And you'll be able to, and we all have this potential to become ourselves like a Buddha. Yeah. So take your time and to finish the session. Take your time.